The 2012 train derailment and chemical spill in Paulsboro, New Jersey is spurring legislation. Last week, the National Transportation Safety Board found the accident could and should have been prevented. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that New Jersey's senior senator is promising a plan soon.
U.S. Senator Robert Menendez used the pounding pile driver that's sinking the foundation of a new rail bridge in Paulsboro as a backdrop to talk about his plans for railway safety. The 2012 crash at the current span spilled 20,000 gallons of vinyl chloride from tank cars, displacing residents and businesses. The NTSB faulted both Conrail and those who responded to the spill.
I was a little surprised that there were no penalties level here. And I believe that penalties, there are two ways to ultimately in a society to try to get people as well as companies and industries to move in a certain way. One is by an incentive, and those incentives sometimes are benefits they receive if they act a certain way. The other one is by consequences.
State Senator Donald Norcross, who's running for Congress, says he spent much of his pre-political career in Paulsboro as an electrician. He says the accident and chemical spill could have happened anywhere.
We need to make sure that that rail line, which brings commerce to our region, is also a safe line. We need to make sure that locally we have the first responders have the best tools and the right training and certainly the right knowledge.
Paulsboro resident Irma Stevenson is also a nurse and first responder. She says Conrail needs to answer for the spill.
As a nurse, I need to know the diagnosis before I can treat the patient. You need to know the diagnosis to treat people in Paulsboro. And they're not answering
Thank
my question.
You're welcome. A spokesman for Conrail who attended the news conference declined to comment. Senator Menendez is promising legislation in about a month. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.